Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
Now we've been able to see on the set of the movie Rust, we have now been able to see the scene. Now, this is not the scene in the moment where she was shot, but we saw what happened before lunch, essentially the exact same scene. They were doing a run through of it. This wasn't a case where he's just walking around the set, pointing the gun at, bang, I gotcha. You know, this was, I mean, that would be reckless. That would be like, yeah, you're going to go to jail for this because there's no reason you should have been doing this. But we see the scene and it's much more understandable. Okay. How odd this was. He's literally pulling the gun out of his jacket, you know, and then he's supposed to cock the revolver itself, which he does. And we see it happen successfully in those initial clips of the movie. Unfortunately, when this took place, it was the exact same scene. He pulls the hammer back. He claims he never pulled the trigger, but somehow the gun does go off. And you got to figure you were cocking a gun. Things can go wrong in that sort of situation. But to that point, does that scene, now that we have witnessed it, does that play more into his favor, helping the jury better understand just how innocuous the scene really was, versus just going, he shot her on set?
Oh, totally. I think it really shows kind of the buildup, the orchestration of the scene. This is a contrived, planned out thing. It's not something that he was just doing willy-nilly, you know, joking around on the side. It was something he was told to do, and he was told that the gun was already inspected and that it didn't have actual bullets.
Yeah, it's an interesting one to watch. Would this be going on if this were not Alec Baldwin? If it were, you know, Joe Actor, who no one knows, he's just on set, he's doing a scene with a gun, and this exact same thing takes place. Would there be this much of a call to prosecute someone? And let's say he had the same role. Let's say he was a producer, too, but just an unknown person who nobody had any idea. Do you think this would be going on the same way?
It's an important question because Alec Baldwin is a polarizing figure. He's politically polarizing. He's made some enemies, surely. And so is he getting kind of a raw deal that another actor might not get? There have been tons of incidents on movie sets. And to my knowledge, certainly not all of them have resulted in criminal prosecution. So why now? Why here? Why Alec? And I think that's what a lot of people are asking.
Now, we've already seen two people go down for this. Obviously, Hannah Gutierrez and David Halls, the assistant director. David Halls has admitted, like, I didn't check the bullets as well as I should have. And he's faced his charges for it. And then we get to Alec. How many need to go down to find, I guess, justice? You know, that's the term we want to throw around. Get justice. And yeah, I mean, there should be justice. Somebody died, but at what point are we just like going over the top here, and anybody and everybody who's around should be getting justice? I would think almost anybody who had anything to do with that weapon, and we still don't know how the bullet got onto set. You know, if we're going to go for everybody, not just, you know, here's a specific few.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's kind of a slippery slope thing. It's like, do we go to the director next, the producer, the movie studio? Like, how far do we take it on the criminal side? You know, I just don't know. And I worry it's a slippery slope that could have negative ramifications for the industry, for society. And that's notwithstanding the tragic death of her.
Yeah, it's not dismissing the death by any means. It's just, how far do we go? This was not intentional. Nobody wanted to kill this woman at all. Something horrible, horrible happened. And that seems to be what it was at the end of the day. We'll see what the jury sees. Let's take a look at from the courtroom. Let's watch some of the opening arguments. This is Erlinda Johnson talking about firearm safety. Let's take a look.
But you will see that during this training session, the defendant had somebody or a couple of people filming him while he's running around shooting this gun. You will learn, ladies and gentlemen, or you'll hear during this trial, the use of the words prop gun. And you'll learn a prop gun is this real gun. It's not a toy. It's not made of rubber. It's a real gun. You will also see evidence, ladies and gentlemen, that during the days before that fateful October 21st day, the defendant handled this firearm multiple occasions. You will see video footage of the defendant firing this firearm, working perfectly fine. But you'll see evidence, ladies and gentlemen, that each time the defendant handled this firearm, he did not do a safety check with that inexperienced armorer. And you'll hear that the reason he didn't do a safety check is because he didn't want to offend her. The evidence you will see will paint a real life picture of a real life workplace where this defendant mishandled this gun. You will see him using this gun as a pointer to point at people, to point at things. You will see him cock the hammer when he's not supposed to cock the hammer. You will see him put his finger on the trigger when his finger's not supposed to be on the trigger. You will hear about numerous breaches of firearm safety with this defendant and this use of this firearm.
Thoughts on that? On that opening statement, or part of the opening statement to the jury?
You know, the prosecution has a compelling point in that, you know, all that was required to prevent this death was the bare minimum in terms of firearm safety. You know, you don't point a firearm at anything or anyone unless you intend to destroy it. You don't put your finger on the trigger unless you have checked it first and you know that it is safe. There are kind of these basic fundamental measures that really anyone should take if they're handling a firearm. They're going to argue Alec Baldwin didn't take that, and that makes him careless and potentially liable criminally.
How much does the fact that the firearm has been destroyed by the FBI hurt the case of the prosecution, which should have never happened? That to me is just an idiotic move by any stretch of the imagination. They examined the weapon. They were trying to test it for different things. And let's do one more. Let's take a mallet to it. Let's hit it. Let's break it up. And the firearm wasn't ever dropped. That's not even part of the case. It wasn't like it was hit, or the test didn't even make sense. Why would you be doing this test to this weapon? And now we don't have the weapon. The defense can't take that weapon, which they have every right to, since the key piece of this, to their own experts to have it looked at and identified and see if it's in working order, if there's any sort of issues. Only the prosecution got to do that. And then boom, it's gone. Sorry, you can't look at it. That to me seems a little crooked in terms of at least doing this in a fair way.
Tony, how moronic of law enforcement to do what they did. Because here's the thing. The defense is going to argue that Alec Baldwin did not pull the trigger and the gun misfired. And they should have the right to test that firearm, have their own ballistics expert review it and determine whether a misfire could have occurred. That right was stolen from them by law enforcement when law enforcement made this idiotic move to destroy the weapon to a degree that it can't be tested now. So I think that a lot of jurors might look at that and say, hey, Alec didn't even get a chance to try to test this and establish what he's telling us. And that is just another notch against the prosecution.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like such a bizarre move. I mean, why would you destroy this weapon? I mean, I'm not saying there's a conspiracy, but if you want to say there's a conspiracy and somebody doesn't like Alec Baldwin, well, you know, the only side that got to test the weapon is the side that's prosecuting him. So they're going to likely come back with information that says, no, this thing did not misfire. It could not misfire. Any weapon can misfire. It's no weapon is perfect. That's the thing. At the end of the day, there's not a perfect weapon out there where something couldn't go wrong with it. But now it couldn't even be examined. It just doesn't make any sense. At the worst, somebody intentionally got rid of this thing because maybe they feared what could be found on it. At the least, it was just gross negligence and incompetence on that point.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.